Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I say that I am innocent of those charges. I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things. I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact. But so if you look at it that way, there are things that would be accurate.
What the heck does that mean? There's Jerry Sandusky trying to explain that he's innocent of the sex abuse charges through all of the hemming and hawing, though. What does it all mean? He admits to showering with boys. Okay, well, let's work our way through it and see what you think at 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is all on the air this hour. Is a focus on Penn State and the football scandal, and this guy, maybe we should call it the Sandusky scandal to be better. Presidential races, we have time as well. Let's get started, though, listening around. The interview that Sandusky did with Bob Costas, talking to him about the charges. There's some things in here you'll hear. I think we didn't want to broadcast all of what he said in the way that he said it, but it's obvious what he's saying. Here he is.
There's a 40-count indictment. The grand jury report contains specific detail. There are multiple accusers, multiple eyewitnesses to various aspects of the abuse. A reasonable person says where there's this much smoke, there must be plenty of fire. What do you say?
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
Innocent? Completely innocent and falsely accused in every aspect?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things. I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact. But so if you look at it that way, there are things that would be accurate.
Are you denying that you had any inappropriate sexual contact with any of these underage boys?
Yes, I am.
What about Mike McQuarrie, the grad assistant, who in 2002 walked into the shower where he says, in specific, 10 or 11 years old, and he described that as a rape?
I would say that that's false.
What would be his motive to lie?
You'd have to ask him that.
What did happen in the shower the night that Mike McQuarrie happened upon you and the young boy?
Okay, we were showering and horsing around, and he actually turned all the showers on and was actually sliding across the floor, and we were, as I recall, possibly like snapping a towel, horseplay.
In 1998, a mother confronts you about taking a shower with her son and inappropriately touching him. Two detectives eavesdrop on her conversations with you, and you admit that maybe your private parts touched her son. What happened there?
Well, I can't exactly recall what was said there in terms of what I did say was that if he felt that way, then I was wrong.
During one of those conversations, you said, I understand, I was wrong, I wish I could get forgiveness, speaking now with the mother, I know I won't get it from you, I wish I were dead. A guy falsely accused or a guy whose actions have been misinterpreted doesn't respond that way, does he?
I don't know, I didn't say to my recollection that I wish I were dead. I was hopeful that we could reconcile things.
Shortly after that, in 2000, a janitor said that he saw you performing oral sex on a young boy in the showers in the Penn State locker facility. Did that happen?
No.
How could somebody think they saw something as extreme and shocking as that when it hadn't occurred? And what would possibly be their motivation to fabricate it?
You'd have to ask them.
It seems that if all of these accusations are false, you are the unluckiest and most persecuted man that any of us has ever heard about.
Oh, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't think that these have been the best days of my life.
Wow. Is that denial, or is this guy a victim? What's the story? Who's the victim? This always with something like this, there's a victim. Are the boys the victim? Is this guy the victim? Who's the victim? 800-510-8255. Let's sprinkle in a call or two here or there as they come in about this, perhaps one of the most controversial things to hit the airwaves for a long time. Bob, you're on the countdown. Let's hear from you, sir.
First of all, I think the man's lawyers ought to be cringing after that interview. I mean, why would he say he's innocent and then say, well, yeah, I hugged him and I touched their leg? I mean, that's someone that jumps off the page at me. Why does he need to touch their leg? That's about all I had to say. I mean, I just think by listening to the man, he's extremely sick. And I enjoyed your show last night, Doug. It was very touching.
All right, sir.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thanks. 800-510-8255. The Bob Costas interview is the subject of lots of conversation. Costas is the man who, when it comes to these sorts of things, people who want to be heard, they want to go to him, or they go to Dan Patrick or something like that, in the sports world anyway. So this is the number one issue on sports talk radio and the number one issue around the country, beating out even the presidential race on regular issue-oriented talk radio programs. And even if it's not, everybody's talking about this because it's a powerful conversation about power. 800-510-8255. More about the interview that was Acosta's show, and also an interview Jerry Sandusky did back 20-some-odd years ago. How deep does this go? Questions, how far back and how deep questions people are asking. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
Come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
800-510-8255. The discussion focus here is on what's going on at Penn State. Jerry Sandusky, in an interview with Bob Costas, claims that he's innocent, spoke about the events that led to his charges. Meanwhile, you think about the six decades of achievement that can't withstand the sin of omission in connection with this horrible, terrible situation. And that's how Paterno's legacy will read. Former Penn State football assistant coach charged with sexually abusing 8 boys in this scandal. And I'm told that there are others. You've heard that probably too. So we're now focused a little on this interview and people talking about it. So here are hosts Chuck Powell and Carrie Dozier talking about an interview, not only this one, but the one that Jerry Sandusky did back in 1987, which kind of makes you, as you listen to it, wonder how far back this whole thing goes.
They were airing a 1987 interview with Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State defensive coordinator who is at the heart of all of these disturbing stories. And 1987, this is 12 years before he resigned, and the interview with NBC discusses how much he loves children and how he just likes to be around them. Now, when you heard this interview in 1987, you're like, oh.
That is a great guy.
What a great guy.
He's just really giving back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that you know everything that goes into it and you hear those words, like every word that comes out of his mouth is like a dagger to your brain.
Yeah.
And then you do wonder how far it went back. You do wonder how long Penn State knew about this, how long Joe Paterno knew about this. I mean, he was at Penn State for 26 years before he resigned, was forced to resign in 1999, and it's been 13 years since the allegations in 1998 had popped up against him and were swept under the rug. I mean, how many people does this affect? How many people covered it up? And how long? Are we talking 3 decades here? 4 decades?
1977 was when the Second Mile charity was formed. Jeez. And the chief of the Second Mile, chief executive officer of Second Mile, has resigned. People are resigning from jobs and leaving jobs and being arrested as we go along this couple of weeks here that the story's been out. And now it seems that the Second Mile Foundation is feeling the effects. There have been a lot of questions about what people at Second Mile knew, when they knew it, how many people maybe looked the other way. And we don't know a lot about why Jack Rakovitz has resigned, but he was, in fact, chief executive officer at Second Mile for 28 years, and news coming today that he has, in fact, resigned from the charity.
All right, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no surprise. He has resigned from the charity. I think it's time to get rid of the charity. That doesn't mean that you have to send these kids out on the streets. Start a new charity.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody start one tomorrow. Change the name. You don't want a charity set up for children to have this sort of stigma attached to it. You can't have it.
No.
So it's time to not only resign the position, no kidding, it's also time to just do away with the name, do away with the location, try to come up with a new charity that sort of serves the letterhead.
Sure, the same
statement.
Population, same kids.
Yeah, but you need to just obliterate the name, the Second Mile.
All right, 800-510-8255. I was looking at Joe Paterno's legacy because I'm not a football fan, but there certainly has been an outstanding career here. And when you look at all of the things being said now, this is not about him, it's about the boys, but it's about the school and the game this past weekend even. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown, with a focus on Penn State, the fans, these children, the key players in the saga, the timeline all seems to be in question now. Here's John Scott talking to Penn Andrazati, who is an attorney for one of the victims, and Jeff Dion, who's deputy executive assistant for the National Center for Victims of Crimes, about the investigation into what the heck went on at Penn State.
Ben, let me start with you. Your client, how old is he now?
John, I'm not able to provide you with any specific information that would allow the public to identify who the victim is. With the fact that we've got a pending criminal investigation, I just don't think it would be appropriate to do so.
Can you say, is he one of those mentioned in that indictment, or is he someone who has come forward since the indictment became public?
No, John, he is mentioned in the indictment.
All right. How is he doing?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer, John, and I think the reason it's so difficult to answer is because my client, as well as I would assume several other victims, had a very close relationship to the Penn State University as well as the Penn State football program. And to see all the negativity that's been coming out of the university in the recent weeks, I think that's struck a chord with him, and I think it's fair to say he's been torn apart with what's happened in the last few weeks.
I would say it's fair to say, not knowing anything about this person, that you are representing him because you believe he was the victim of a crime. Did he know he was the victim of a crime at the time all of this took place?
Well, you know, John, I think each sexual assault victim is different. In this situation, I don't think that my client has had the opportunity to go through the counseling process and really come to terms with what's happened to him, and I've encouraged him to do so, and I think, you know, in the days that come and through the course of years of therapy, he will come to grips with the extent of what happened to him.
Jeff Dion, you're here because your organization wants to be forceful in helping people who have been victimized by crimes. Why do you think this thing went under the radar? I mean, according to the grand jury report, for maybe 20 years.
Yeah, I think this happens because institutions have sought to protect their own reputations by ignoring allegations of abuse. And instead of explaining away or covering up these allegations, institutions can actually protect themselves and the people who depend on them by rooting out abusers and adopting policies to prevent abuse. And that isn't what happened here, apparently, and you can see the fallout as a result.
Wow. And there is so much fallout. The emotion to this, the mood of the people involved, what a tragedy. 800, and that seems almost simplistic, doesn't it, when talking about this. 800-510-8255. Jim calls the countdown from Chesapeake, Virginia. You're a read on this, Jim. Please go ahead. You're now on the air live.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes.
My opinion is that there's kind of a culture there. As I studied this early in the 90s, I had little involvement, you know, because of my Navy career qualifications for courses there and our program there. And I was, and a resident of Pennsylvania, I was interested in why they were training the freshmen, the incoming freshmen, with sensitivity training. And it had a lot to do with homosexuality and so on. And I looked at who was developing this training, and part of it was MAMBLA, that Man-Boy Love Association. So I don't know. To me, it seems like there's a culture there of acceptance in that kind of sick behavior. And my involvement with kids with camps, too, you don't get naked and shower with them, especially 9- and 12-year-old kids.
All right, let me ask you this. If this is this much of a problem at Penn State, how much else, and I haven't listened to sports shows and some of these other programs, whether this has been a part of the speculation, how much deeper does this go at other campuses? That would be a question that I think a lot of people either ought to be asking or thinking about. Thanks for your call, sir. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255. We have a little more of that 1987 interview that we were mentioning a few minutes ago. We, all of us collectively, thinking about this Penn State situation and what would seem into the ears and minds of most people, the details as they are coming out, the pages of grand jury testimony, this is all being parsed, as one would imagine, by lawyers, by broadcasters, by people who read their morning newspaper, the child abuse, the failures to act, the focus on Penn State and what's more important. That's the thing that bugs me. It's like the people at Penn State think Penn State is more important than the what's happened to these boys. 800-510-8255. Over the weekend on Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, who happens also to be a member of the Penn State Board of Trustees.
I just have to ask you, as a trustee, as the governor of the state, as the former attorney general of the state, how did this happen? I mean, was this a culture of indifference, a culture of cover-up? Did it extend throughout the university, go beyond the university, to the police, to the DA? Where?
Well, two things, David. Number one, as you know, I was just elected last year. I'm new to the Board of Trustees. In fact, Thursday and Friday were my first meetings with the Board of Trustees. I've had representatives there. One of the reasons that I went there, in addition to having planned to be there already, is to understand and get a better handle on what's going on, to see exactly what's going on. But secondly, the board has appointed Ken Frazier to conduct an investigation. His vice chair is Ron Tamales, my secretary of education, to investigate exactly what happened. And I think some of the questions that you just asked, including, is this just a culture of people not questioning what is going on, not passing information along as they should. I think that is going to be the subject of that investigation, and I always wait for the results of investigation before I issue any opinions.
Do you think that the culture of football at Penn State ultimately corrupted the rest of the institution and forced it to fail a basic moral test?
Well, I'm not going to call it the culture of football at Penn State. It's the question should be, is what is the openness at Penn State? And frankly, maybe at all major universities and even small universities, so small colleges. I had somebody indicating to me that they told me a story earlier about a small community and their programs and people not talking about things that they should talk about. I think one of the lessons that we need to learn from this is that when people see something like this or hear about something like this, you need to investigate right away. You need to report. We have lost the focus of what's in the best interest of the child when you see something like this.
Well, one of the things that's happening here is that we are all jumping to conclusions. Sandusky, as much as he seems like a cur, after all, there's 40 counts, 40 felony sexual abuse counts against minors that have been laid on this guy. There's a lot of anger. There's lots of talk about it. But doesn't he, Sandusky, deserve the due process of the courts as well as the presumption of innocence in this circumstance? Is that going too far, or is that just the way the system ought to work? Here, from that 1987 interview, he talks about the Second Mile Foundation.
How did it all start? Basically, because I'm a frustrated playground director, I guess. I enjoy being around children. I enjoy their enthusiasm. I just have a good time with them. Everybody needs people to care for them. Sometimes they don't want it. Sometimes they don't understand what you're trying to do, but they want to be disciplined. Kids are growing up awfully fast today. It isn't what happens to you that's important. It's how you react to it.
800-510-8255. That's Jerry Sandusky. The Second Mile is a charity that was founded to help children. Whether or not he's convicted, the people that have been involved in the program, and the program itself faces, as was pointed out in the last half hour, all this damning information, and protecting the people that are there, perhaps the best thing to do is to change the name. Not maybe the most important thing that comes out of this, but this is a response to information provided by a graduate student. If you want to go all the way back, it was 2002. He witnessed Sandusky performing these acts, and the boy was, what he said, if you look at the specifics of it, about 10 years old. University didn't call authorities, didn't sever ties with Sandusky. He's maintained an office on the campus through almost the present time. And Penn State crumbles. 800-510-8255. What is it? Rome, Nero fiddles while Rome burns. Here are, let's see here. Let me give you one more piece of one more talk program hosted by Joe Galewski, who talks to a sports attorney named Robert Romano about the latest on Joe Paterno.
I guess Paterno felt the need to hire an attorney, and that's pretty normal, right?
Yeah, that's a proper thing to do. I mean, he needs counsel, and that's what he's hired. He's hired one of the best counsels out there. And basically, he needs to know what he can and cannot say. In order to, he needs to keep his indemnification alive through Penn State.
McQuarrie, the grad assistant at the time, now an assistant coach, shouldn't he be charged with a crime in some way? He walked away and didn't do anything. He called his father. His father told him to get out of there, and I think he had a day or two to think about it, maybe a day, and then went to Paterno. I mean, is there some way that he may, down the line, be charged with something?
As of right now, no. I mean, both the prosecutors and the governor from the state of Pennsylvania are saying he did what he was supposed to do legally. It might have been the least amount he could have done, but at least he did that. So as of right now, unless further allegations come out, it doesn't look like either he or Joe Paterno are going to be face criminal prosecution.
But should he still have a job? I mean, that's not for you to decide or me to decide. That was the university's decision. They're keeping him on. He didn't attend the game against Nebraska over the weekend, so he wasn't there. He was in protective custody, so I can understand that. But there are some that say that why should he still be employed by the university?
That's a great question. In my opinion, he shouldn't have a job. You know, that doesn't get you anywhere. What I think the rationale is that he's going to be a key witness in the underlying criminal case. So they want to protect him as much as they can, I guess. He's the only eyewitness. He's the only one that's seen what happened besides the victim. So he's going to be a key part of the prosecution's case down the road.
How do you see this playing out on down the line? It's probably going to take a heck of a long time, and who knows, we may see more victims come forward once a couple of the brave souls initially came out to make these accusations against Jerry Sandusky. So we may see more victims. How do you think this will play out for Paterno, for the school, for Sandusky? I know Sandusky is going to go to prison.
Well, Sandusky's done. I mean, he's been a person for a long time. Besides that, I think, Joe Paterno's going to have to live with what he failed to do. And that's a terrible thing he's going to have to live with. For Penn State, it's going to be a long road. They've already lost their top recruit. They're going to lose some recruits down the road. It's going to take time to rebuild that program. They first have to start with the head coach.
All right. So the job of McQuarrie, all these things seem pretty secondary to the main theme here, but yet it's all part of the concentration because, as usual, those involved in conversation about this talk about all of the angles. 800-510-8255. Tim calls the countdown from Roanoke. Okay, sir, you're on the air.
Thanks, Doug. I just wanted to kind of key off what you said a few minutes ago. Once everybody gets away from the knee-jerk reaction of being angry, which I think everybody should be, it's a terrible thing to do, but this man has a mental sickness, and he's not the first one and probably won't sadly be the last, but he needs help. And rather than hang him at high noon, I think we need to get him away from children, put him somewhere and keep him away from these young kids. But
you talking about Sandusky or McQuarrie?
Sandusky. Okay. This is just like an alcoholic. He cannot be around children as they can't be around alcohol. But once you get over your anger, I think people need to realize that this man has a sickness and needs to be treated as such.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have the same feeling you do, sir, as this continues to be a process of elimination and examination. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Okay, I think we've gotten as much as we can out of this conversation today. So let's next up focus on the presidential race and Herman Cain. We're back to that again. Newt Gingrich, however, is sort of sliding up the poll. That's literally and figuratively what's going on. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com.
Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Moving along now, let's focus on who's the pretender, who's the contender, who's the intender in today's overview of the political comings and goings of those who would be president, or those who at least would run against Mr. Obama. Herman Cain has run into some trouble. He was doing an interview, he took a position on Libya to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board in an interview, and ran into some trouble trying to explain. And he hedged on the question. This is sort of there's a lot of blogs following this, and pretty interesting what some people are saying and speculating, which becomes part of the conversation. So let's see if we can listen carefully, and you'll hear the uncomfortable 8-second pause here.
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason. That's a different one. I got to go back to see. Got all this stuff twirling around in my head. Specifically, what are you asking me? Did I agree or not disagree with Obama?
I was asking if you agreed. Craig was asking you about the Bush foreign policy, so I was taking a specific example from the Obama administration that was controversial within his own administration on what he should have done or not done. And I was wondering if you agreed with what he did or if you would have responded differently. It's an issue that's come up since you've been running for office, and I was wondering how you would have handled it.
Here's what I would have. I would have done a better job of determining who the opposition is. And I'm sure that our intelligence people had some of that information. Based upon who made up that opposition, okay, might have caused me to make some different decisions about how we participated. Secondly, no, I did not agree with Gaddafi killing its citizens. Absolutely not. So something would have had to been, I would have supported many of the things that they did in order to help stop that. It's not a simple yes-no, because there are different pieces, and I would have gone about assessing the situation differently, which might have caused us to end up at the same place. But what I think more could have been done was, what's the nature of the opposition?
So you would have sent ground troops, or?
I didn't. I said I would have done a better job of assessing the situation relative to the opposition first, before I made other decisions about what we would do.
So many Republicans supported, congratulated him for how he handled that. You would not have been among that group?
I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying I just don't think enough was done relative to assessing the opposition before everything, exploded. That's what I'm saying. I'm a much more deliberate decision maker. It's a point that I keep coming back to. Some people want to say, well, as president, you're supposed to know everything. No, you don't. I believe in having all of the information, as much of it as I possibly can, rather than making a decision or making a statement about whether I totally agreed and didn't agree when I wasn't privy to the entire situation. there might be some things there that might have caused me to feel differently. So I'm not trying to hedge on the questions. It's just that that's my nature as a businessman.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's been a lot of talk about the ladies in the country, women talking regarding Herman Cain's wife and the sex scandal. I thought that's kind of interesting. All right, let's move away from Herman Cain. Talk about Newt Gingrich here on the Countdown as host Dave Visor talking to a political analyst about the appearance of Mr. Gingrich on the top of the polls.
It seems like every month or so we have a different candidate from the Republican Party that gets to the top of the polls. And perhaps the this month now it's going to be Newt Gingrich. New CBS News poll finds support for Gingrich has grown to 15%. That's the same level as Mitt Romney's. Now, Herman Cain still leads with 18%, but look at this. Since late October, his support among women has gone from 28% down to 15%. And among Tea Partiers, he's declined from 32% to a stunning 19%. So we have Michelle Bachmann. We have Rick Perry up there. We had Herman Cain up there. Maybe now it's Newt Gingrich's turn. What's going on, Bob? Are we just going through all these candidates one at a time, and then, of course, they get up to the top of the pedestal, and then something happens, and they come down?
Well, more or less. I don't recall a circumstance quite like this in the early jockeying leading up to a presidential race in modern times. Frankly, it doesn't mean a whole lot to remember that no votes have been cast, no votes are going to be cast until January. Basically, what's happening is that the Republican base is casting around, testing out alternatives, looking for alternatives to Mitt Romney. Romney has solid support, and Romney, I believe, will ultimately be the nominee of the Republican Party, but this is their way of examining the other candidates in the race, and they receive media attention, and they get a bump in the polls, but like many of these other candidates, Newt Gingrich is certainly a smart fellow, but he lost most of his campaign organization some months ago. He doesn't have a lot of money. He doesn't really have ground troops on the ground in places like New Hampshire and other primary states. So when things get going, I don't expect him to be among the top runners.
What is it about Mitt Romney that has so many Republicans, if you will, holding their nose and accepting him as the nominee?
Well, Mitt Romney has two problems among the Republican base. The first is that he was formerly the liberal Republican governor of the liberal state of Massachusetts, where he supported gun control, he supported abortion rights, he supported gay rights, and was quite vociferous about that because it's a liberal state. He's now renounced all those positions and has backpedaled furiously, and I think he's done it as successfully as you could under the circumstances. So that undercuts his credibility with the conservative base. And the other thing is there are lingering suspicions about him in terms of being a Mormon that I don't think will really carry over and prevent him from being the nominee, but there is a certain degree of suspicion of the Mormon religion, especially among evangelical and fundamentalist Christians, and they compose a large sector of the Republican base.
Which is the problem. Listening to that guy talk about the liberal state of Massachusetts, Massachusetts has now a very broad-based electorate, and Romney's no liberal. He's a moderate, and that's what it takes to get elected. Hello, duh. 800-510-8255. Here's host Mike Slater talking about the Saturday GOP debate.
The absurdity of having a debate on CBS on Saturday night about foreign policy with eight Republican candidates, only two of them have ever served in the military. One of them is on the House Foreign Relations Committee. So he deals with this stuff every single day on his day job. And one of these candidates has received more donations from veterans than all of the other Republican and Democratic candidates combined. So all the other seven GOP candidates and President Obama combined from veterans. And in the debate on foreign policy, in this guy's wheelhouse, they only give Ron Paul 89 seconds of an hour-long debate. 89 seconds. How does that make any sense at all? So this is what the result of that is. Instead of having a real conversation on what the proper role of America is in the world, and what the proper role of the American military is, and what's the proper role of the president within the military, you know, the president as opposed to the legislative branch. Instead of having that real conversation, the entire debate is, what country should we go to war with next? That's what the debate was on Saturday night. That was the main question of the entire debate on CBS. Who should we go to war with? What country should we drop bombs on next? Should we drop bombs in Iran now? How about Syria? Oh, Saudi Arabia. It's been a good while since we dropped bombs in Saudi Arabia. How about someplace in Africa? Why not Africa? Sure. As Russell Kirk said back in 1991, he said, maybe we can saturation bomb Africa and Asia into righteousness, freedom, and democracy. And this entire debate on Saturday night just devolved into what country's next. As if the four countries that we're currently at war with, like, not enough. So now we need to go to war with five. Yeah, Iraq and Afghanistan, yeah, that's been great for about 9 years. But then that got kind of old. So then we'll start bombing Libya. And then that sort of started to wind down. So how about Uganda? Let's go into Uganda. So those are the four wars we're at now. And, of course, this is all based on the assumption that our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan have just been a rip-roaring success. So let's try again someplace else now. So that's what this entire debate was for an hour. What country should we bomb next? And there's one man up there. Disagree with him or not. There's one candidate who has a different stance on foreign policy. And it's a position that needs to be heard. Again, whether you agree with him or not, it's a position that deserves to be heard. And he gets 89 seconds.